friends, you should be as festival for Armenian Rosh Yichu, and Ishmas, our Sessi Bas Mishmur, Rosh Chanam Tzion, Matzat Chanam Tzion, Meir Zev, so much of Peshtina, Rami Sermon, Rosh Mordechai, Rami Tzion, Esther, Yosef, Ezra, and Esther. The Gemara Maseches Choros, and Daf Yud Aleph, asks the following Shaila. When someone is redeeming a Petr Chamor, that's redeemed with a seg, given to the Kohen. So let's say someone else redeems it on behalf of the Bailim. He does it. He redeems it. Somebody else redeems it. Not the Bailim. Who gets to keep the Chamor? Someone else redeems it with a seh. On one hand, Pidyon Lepoda, whoever redeems it gets to keep it. On the other, I know Pidyon Lebailim. No, the Bailim get to keep the pigeon. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, it's not a Shaila, because it's Mutter Bahana, it's Mam and Bailim. So Mam and Bailim and Pashtas, the Bailim get to keep the Chamor. The question is according to Reb Yehuda, who says that it's Aser Bahana. On one hand, it's like Hekdesh, and by Hekdesh it says, when also the Kesav Akamlo. As the Kesav Akamlo means that whoever redeems it gets to keep it. So to hear, whoever redeems it gets to keep it or no. Kevin the Kani Lehach the Beni Ubeni, Lo Dama the Hekdesh, since the Bailim Arkona, the sum in between the value of the seh and the chamor, let's say the seh is worth $20 and the chamor is worth $100, so those $80 are shaykh to the bailim. And therefore, if someone else does the redemption, it doesn't work. He doesn't get to keep it. The bailim get to keep it because this money is shaykh to the bailim. The Tosi Shonim asks, I don't understand. In any hektesh, there's a din that shava mana shechelal shava pruta mechula. You can always redeem it on less than the value. And whoever redeems it gets to keep it. So let's say the same thing here. You can redeem it on a seh that's worth less than the chamor. And whoever redeems it gets to keep it. What's in the scene? This in hektesh. The hektesh, you can also redeem it on less. We don't say the bailam is kani lebeni lebeni, the money in between. The sum in between the value of the sum in between what the original item cost and what he's redeeming it on. But hektish, you can also say he has that, yet anybody can redeem it, and he gets, and the other person gets to keep it. So here also, let's say whoever redeems it with the seg gets to keep the chamor. Answers the Tosis Yishanim, no. Only the bailam can redeem it on less than on a shavapruta. Only the Bailim can redeem a Shabbat Manah and a Shabbat Pruta, not others. Mashen came Petr Chamor. Anybody can do it with a Seh Kol Dehu. So if it's not a Kasha, that by Hekdesh, that if the Bailim is Kona Beinu Lebeini, why can anybody else redeem it and keep it for himself? Because it's not true. Because if anybody else is poded on less than the requisite amount, less than the value, can't do it. Only the Bailim can do it. Only the Bailim can be Mechalel on a Shavar Pruta. But here anybody could be Mechalel, unless, and therefore there's a tzad to say that on one hand the other person can keep it, but not tzad a kesef a kamla like Hekdesh, or maybe it's not like Hekdesh, because by Hekdesh only the Bailin could be poded unless. And not anybody else. And here anybody can be poded on less. So if here somebody else tries to take away the right to the Bailim, maybe we don't allow him to. Because the Bailim have the right to that interim sum. Let's say this, the Chamor is worth $100 and the Seh is worth $20, so the Bailim have the right to that extra $80. So if the Bailim get to keep it. And don't tell me, no, look at Hekdesh. The Hekdesh, whoever redeems it gets to keep it, no matter even on a Shavapruta. You don't redeem that on a Shavapruta, the answer is not true. The Hekdesh, only the Bailim can redeem it on less. So here by Petr Chamor, where anybody can redeem it on less, let's say they have no right to keep that extra money, the money that they're the money in between the value of the seh and the chamor. Marit Al-Ghazi asks, what was Tosis Kasha? Tosis asks, from Hekdesh, you can redeem it on less, and whoever redeems it gets to keep it. So too here, Ayin Erchen, we say, 29a, that Shmuel says, that if a Hekdesh, Shabbat Manash, Chilal, Shabbat Prutim, Mechulal, is only a din b'dievet, but now lechatchila, you have to be poda dafgal shavya. So we can be mechalek pashit, a simple distinction. That by Petr Chamor, that the Bailam could redeem it even lechatchila, b'seh. And he can acquire that middle sum, the $80 in our case. Or the Bailim can even lechatchila. By Petr Chamor, the Bailim can even lechatchila redeem it on a set worth $20. So nobody has the rights to take away from the Bailim his rights. It's his rights to redeem it on less, so nobody can take that away. Kevin the Kani Lebeni Lebeni, he's allowed to keep it. Ashenkin by Hekdesh, the lechatchila the Bailim have no right to be pulled on a pachas mishavya. So they didn't make the Bailim lose anything. And even though he could have theoretically been pulled on pachas mishavya, it doesn't matter. The Bailim didn't make him lose because it was usher for them to be mechala pachas mishavya. But the Bailim was usher, therefore he can't say that he's taking away the other person's taking away the Bailim's rights. The Bailim has no right to be pulled on pachas mishavya lechatchila. Shenkein here, he has rights to lechatchila to be pulled on pachas mishavya on less than the value, and memela, anybody else who takes away his rights doesn't get to keep it because he's losing that intermediate sum. So that's the kasha of the Marit Al-Ghazi, the pashat chilik between Hekdesh, where it's only b'dievet, and that's why whoever redeems it gets to keep it. Mashenkein here, it's even lechatchila, and that's why the Bailim should be able to keep it. So Marit Al-Ghazi answers that the Tos Shanim holds like the Rashba and the Ritva in Bav Metzia 57a. There we also have this Maimer of Shmuel. And there's a machlokas there between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lokish. In the din of Hekdesh, Shabbat Manash, Chilal, Shabbat Prutim, Mechulal, is it in din lechatchila or is it only b'dievet? And the Rishonim ask, how is it possible that lechatchila be mutter to be poid to something worth a money and only give Hekdesh a Prutim? How can that be? So the Rashba and the Ritva say, Tos is also discussed, a lot of people discuss it, that we're talking about Hekdesh that didn't come into the hands of the Gizbar, and it's still in the Rishus Bailim. And since it's over Rishus Bailim, the Bailim can still ask, they can still be Shoal on this Hekdesh. Since the Bailim can be Shoal on the Hekdesh, they could also, they could be Motzi at Lechulin, they can also be Pol Del Pachas Mishavya, but Hekdesh, they could be Yad Gizbar, and they can't be Shoal, with Ada, you can't be Pol Del Pachas Mishavya. So here we have an explanation as to how is it Mutter Lechatchila to be pulled up pachas mishavya, because it's still beyond Bailam, and mele the Bailam can uproot the whole Hekdesh, so therefore they can also be pulled up pachas mishavya. So based on this, the Marit Al-Ghazi explains the kasha to Tosis Yishanim. Tosis Yishanim wants to ask that by Hekdesh beyond Bailam, it's mutter lechatchila, and the kasha Tosis Yishanim is asking, it's mutter even lechatchila to be pulled up with less than the value. Since it's mutter even lechatchila to be pulled on less than the value, how can somebody else take away the rights of the Bailim? The Bailim have the rights of lechatchila to be pulled on less than the value, so how can somebody else take away the rights of the Bailim? The Bailim have Baini Ubaini, and yet you see that they're allowed to take away that Baini Ubaini. So let's say also here, by Pidyon Petr Chamor, yes, the Bailim have the rights in the Baini Ubaini, that interim sum, the $80 between the Seh and the Chamor, and yet somebody else can still take it away. So in that, Tosis Yishanim answered, no, only the Bailim can be pulled to Pachas Mishavya. Only the Bailim can be pulled to Pachas Mishavya. And Tosis Yishanim doesn't mean to say, but do you have it? No. Rather, that it says the Hekdesh biad Bailim, even lechatchila it's nefter pachas mishavya, is only gabi the Bailim. Only the Bailim can do it lechatchila, because the Bailim can be shoah. They can uproot it completely. They could also be pulled lechatchila less than the value, but others can't. Others can't be pulled on less than shavya. Only by the Ebed, if they did it, it worked. And in such a case, taka the pigeon goes to the Bailim, since the Bailim have a schus The Bipodim Pachas Mishabia, and this person took away the schus. And when the Torah says that the other person who's paid it gets to keep it, that's talking about where he's paid it Bishavia, according to its worth, according to its value. But being paid on less, only the Bailam can do. Lechatchila. And therefore, if somebody else is paid it on less, they don't get to keep it. Because the Bailam is Zocha the Beinu Beini. And that's exactly what the Tosfos Shanim is answering. So maybe you're also by Pidrin Petr Hamor. Maybe the Bailam have the schus and Beini Ubeini. Can't take away that schus. Because Lechatchila, they could have been Poda, the Bailam. And the other guy who's Poda on less doesn't get to keep it. Just like by Hekdesh, the other person's Poda on less doesn't get to keep it. So to by Pidrin Petr Hamor, the person who's Poda on less doesn't get to keep it because the Bailam have the right. Lechatchila to be poded on pachas mishavio, and nobody else can take away their right. So the Bailam have a schus. And the question is, can someone else take away their schus? But by Pidyon Petr Hamor, there anybody can even do it lechatchila. So maybe the other person gets to keep it. Or maybe no. Maybe the Bailam have the rights in this Hamor. So since the Bailam have the rights, nobody can take it away. They get to keep the Beini Ubeini. And when it comes to Hekdesh, the Bailam also get the Beini Ubeini. There, nobody else has the rights to redeem it unless. Here, other people have the rights to redeem it unless, but on one hand, maybe the Bailam still get to keep the interim because they have the rights also to redeem it unless. Or maybe no. Since anybody can redeem it unless, maybe the other guy gets to keep it. So that's how the Mirit al-Ghazi explains Tosfos. That in the Kasha, Hekdesh Biad Bailam, Lechatchila could be Poda Pachas Mishavio. So how do you say somebody else can redeem it and get the interim sum? The Bailam have the rights to that sum. And the Teretz is, And so if the Bailam have the rights to that sum, yet somebody else can come and keep it. So too by Pidyon Petr Hamor. Let somebody else redeem it and then keep the interim sum. And the answer is that by Hekdesh is not true. By Hekdesh only the Bailam can be pulled in Pachas Mishavio. So that's not a raya for our case. Only the Bailam can be pulled in Pachas Mishavio. Nobody else has the rights to the interim sum. If somebody else tries it on less, then they don't get to keep it. Only the Bailam get to keep it. They redeem it on less than the value. Hashem came here. Anybody else can come along and redeem it lechatchila and less than the sum. So maybe the other person keep it, or maybe no. Maybe the Bailam have the rights to Beini Ubeini. Just like Hekdesh. Sefer Shir Berachas Kohen, he gives another teretz to the Kasha of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Wasn't seen Hekdesh, where in the Kasha, anybody can redeem it for less and keep it. Mashen came when it comes to Pidyon Petr Hamor. You want to say that the Bailam get to keep it? And the answer is that if you have Hekdesh that's Shava Mana, the whole Mana is holy. And then afterwards, something new happens, and then the holiness of this man is transferred to the pruta. But this is a ketusha olamis. Since a ketusha olamis have got from the Bailam, the Bailam have no rights in it. So man, anybody else who redeems it gets to keep it. That's when it comes to Hekdesh. That's why the other person can redeem it, because this is ketusha olamis. And then you after somebody transfers it to the pruta, So he gets to keep it. But the Kedusha of the Petra Chamor is only a temporary Kedusha. And after it's transferred to the Seh, it's not holy at all, nothing's holy. Meaning, the Apidjo Nasa Kol Mutter. So pigeon completely removes the kedusha. So this is only a kedusha's manis. And therefore, already now, this kedusha's manis is not mafkiyas koach habaylus. By hekdesh, it's kedusha olamis. That removes his schus, the schus of the bailam. Therefore, anybody who redeems it gets to keep the item, because he transferred the kedusha somewhere else, and he gets to keep the item. But that's considered kedusha olamis. Here, it's only kedusha's manis because the kedusha goes away completely. And therefore, since only kedusha's manis, the bailam still have his schus in it, and since the bailam still have his schus, they get to keep the beni lebeni. And therefore, it's not like hektish. Okay, we have a lot more to talk about. So hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue in this inyan, because it's very, very chashuv. A lot more to say. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Sof davar kol nishmat elokim yira bet mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol haadam. Shalom, shalom.